Brittany Griner's guilty plea Thursday has not lessened the support the Olympic gold medalist continues to receive from her WNBA peers. The Phoenix Mercury All-Star pleaded guilty to drug possession charges on the second day of her trial in a Russian court in a case that could see her sentenced to up to 10 years in prison. The chance of Griner being convicted were considered extremely high before her plea. The WNBPA stands with Brittany Griner. With a 99% conviction rate, Russia's process is its own. You can't navigate it or even understand it like our own legal system, WNBAPA Executive Director Terry Jackson said in a statement. What we do know is that the U.S. State Department determined that Brittany Griner was wrongfully detained for a reason, and we'll leave it at that. Speaking through an interpreter, Griner told the court that she had no intention of committing a crime and had acted unintentionally because she had packed for Moscow in a hurry. The trial was then adjourned until July 14. Griner emphasized that she had committed this act through negligence, unintentionally, her lawyer, Maria Blagovelina, told reporters outside the court near Moscow following the guilty plea. WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert issued a statement saying the league is continuing its effort to aid in Griner's release. Brittany Griner remains wrongfully detained in Russia, and nothing that happened today changes that 140 days later, Engelbert said. The WNBA continues to work diligently with the U.S. State Department, the White House, and other allies in and outside government to get Brittany home safely and as soon as possible. She has the wholehearted and unconditional support of the entire WNBA and NBA family, who eagerly await her safe return, and the league will recognize BG as an honorary starter at this weekend's WNBA All-Star Game. Griner, 31, was detained at Moscow's Sheremetyevo Airport while returning to play basketball in Russia, and police said they found vape canisters containing cannabis oil in her luggage. The plea came a day after President Joe Biden had a phone conversation with Griner's wife Terrell, during which he told her that he is working to free the two-time Olympic gold medalists as soon as possible. Griner's agent Lindsay Kagawa-Kolas thanked the president in a tweet Thursday after her client entered the guilty plea. "Brittany Griner was a model of courage today," Kagawa-Kolas tweeted. "She deserves our compassion, understanding, love, and support. We are so grateful to at POTUS and at VP for the time they spent with Terrell confirming their commitment to bring BG and all Americans home." The plea also came after Griner's WNBA team held a public rally in support of the 6'9 center with several hundred fans in attendance. The rally at the Footprint Center, home of the Phoenix Mercury and Suns, was part celebration of Griner's accomplishments on and off the court with a call to action. 139 days have passed since my wife has been able to speak to me, to our family and our friends," Terrell Griner said during the rally, stopping to compose herself several times. "I'm frustrated my wife is not going to get justice. I know you all are frustrated, too. That's why you're here. __ To see more AP stories on Griner, https://apnews.com/hub/Brittany-Griner-Doug Feinberg, The Associated Press.